Here's the second part of the terraforming and the excavated world lakes. And so, obviously, I had to look at, understand weather currents and how it would move through the air, how it would move through the water if this was to happen, right? So, I looked at a number of different models of how the slurry would come out of here. But what I was like, okay, this doesn't make sense. I said, these are the natural flows, but we know that Mississippi went the opposite direction a few different times, right? But so I kept trying to figure out, like, how did it go west? How did it go against the currents to go that way? And then that's when I figured out some other things. So let's get it started. So where does all the spoil go? It doesn't vanish. It becomes slurry. Distributed by sky, land, and sea. Sky, plume-seeded storm clouds, rain turned to mud, coating cities overnight. Land, slurry rivers rolled across continents, burying towns until only rooftops stuck out. Sea, currents dump fine particulates into oceans, reshaping coastlines and burying civilizations beneath deltas. This wasn't just a mud flood, it was the slurry sediment deluge, an engineered burial system spanning the entire biosphere. How the West was buried. Yeah, real quick, I'll get out of the way so you can see that. All right. And this answers the big question. How did slurry reach the West? Not one hose across a continent, a network of synchronized outburst routes, all triggered in the same reset clock. Great Lakes overflow into the Mississippi superplume, fueling atmospheric rivers that arc west. Lake Agassiz Superior outburst flood the Missouri High Plains, shoving slurry into the Rockies. Cordillerian mega floods, Missoula, Bonneville, Yellowstone bury the Pacific Northwest in parallel. Arctic Loop delivers slurry to the Gulf of Alaska via the Mackenzie. California cork, all right? Slurry slits up straits, welding the island of California back to the mainland. That's how Western cities end up with 40 feet of their buildings buried. Multiple feeds arriving at once. Local mega floods, coastal slurry, atmospheric mudfalls, and ground collapse into saturated bay muds. The revelation. Now tie it all together. The Great Lakes weren't carved by glaciers. They were excavated basins with dunes as their spoil rims. The same excavation scars exist worldwide. Victoria, Titicaca, Caspian, Ariel, Baikal, the Dead Sea. Saline lakes aren't fossils of oceans, they're engineered batteries. Slurry fallout seeded the skies, rivers, and seas in a coordinated slurry sediment deluge. The West was buried not by chance, but by a synchronized network of resets. This is not geology. This is not myth. This is terraforming. And it's been sitting in plain sight all along. I don't even know what else to say. I mean, I can't even say try to prove me wrong because it's right in front of everybody's freaking face. You see it now, right? Do you see it? Hope you have a blessed day. Namaste. And tomorrow we'll finish her up. Have a great night.